something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled Baptism, Communion, and the Church.
Hallelujah. Share some thoughts on three important subjects. And these are baptisms, communion, and the church. I want us to go to the words of Jesus first on baptisms. Why this is important, maybe I should read to you from Hebrews chapter number 6, from verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Now, to properly express that, can you put it on the Amplified version? Just let's read this. Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrine of Christ, advancing steadily toward the completeness and perfection that belong to spiritual maturity. Do you now understand what it's saying? So you're moving from the elementary stage of the teachings and doctrine of Christ. Remember, he's talking about the teaching and doctrines. King James. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation. Did you see that? Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. So he's talking about the teaching of these fundamental principles. It says we don't have to remain in the foundation school. Do you get it? We've got to advance into other areas that have to do with spiritual maturity. Now, let's go back to the Amplified version. Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrine of Christ, the Messiah, advancing steadily toward the completeness and perfection that belong to spiritual maturity. Let us not again be laying the foundation of repentance and abandonment of dead works, dead formalism, and of the faith by which you turn to God. You know, there are some elementary teachings about faith. Elementary teachings about leaving the bad works for good works and so on and so forth. You've got to move to maturity. So, let's look at the list. Go back to King James. It's shorter here. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. That's one. And of faith toward God. That's two. Of the doctrine of baptisms. You see, they're teaching about baptisms. Okay, the teachings in the scripture about baptisms and of laying on of hands. They had to teach them about laying on of hands. Why do we lay hands? What's the significance? All right, what's the power of it? What does it do? They taught them. So they knew why we laid hands on people, why we should and when we shouldn't. And it's not everybody who lays hands on you. There's a doctrine, there's a teaching about laying on of hands. It is in Scripture. It's not just everybody who lays hands on you. You gotta be careful. Look at the next verse. And this will we do if God permit. Glory to God. All right. So I picked out one of those things there, baptisms. And I thought to say some things about baptisms because some don't think these are important. But did you notice the doctrine of baptisms? He didn't say a baptism. There's a plural word there, baptisms. Okay, now let's look at St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 28, verse 19. Look at this. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Amazing. You're still there? Zora Actibus. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Did you notice it didn't say in the names of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost? There's only one name. The name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost is Jesus. That's the name. The Father responds in that name. The Son, of course, answers that name. And the Holy Ghost answers to the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost is not his name. Over in the Old Testament, there were several names for God. But in the New Testament, he gave us one name for God. And it tells us that the totality of divinity resides in Jesus Christ. So the name of God in the New Testament is Jesus. That's amazing. That's what the Bible teaches. Now, look at it. It says, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And so, when we go over in the book of Acts and see what the apostles did when they baptized people, the Bible tells us they baptized them in the name of Jesus, which means they understood the instruction of Jesus to mean that the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost is Jesus. So, they understood the teachings of Jesus Christ very clearly because they had different kinds of baptisms. They had different kinds of baptisms. But the best way to help you understand it so you don't get confused is the word itself in the scriptural connotation. It had to do with ritual washings. There were spiritual kinds of cleansing. So baptism was actually one of the several kinds of cleansings. So when we say there were different kinds of baptisms, I want you to understand that here we're dealing with one type of baptism which had to do with washings, cleansing. The one Jesus is talking about here. So he used the term that the disciples could understand because John the Baptist was the originator of this type of washing, of this type of cleansing. They used to cleanse themselves by washing their hands and their feet and their face, and that was all. But when John came, he dipped them into the water. That's why it was called baptism. The Greek is baptizo. It means to dip completely into, to immerse completely. So he got a name for that. The priest showed you how to wash your feet, you washed your hands, you washed your face, and you were done. But when John came, he was also a priest. John was a Levite. And he did his washings differently. He dipped them inside. So they called him John the Baptist. The one who dips you inside. So are you going to so-and-so for your cleansing? Oh, yes. So they know what he's going to do. Wash your face and your hands and your feet. You're done. Then they said, oh, you sprinkle on you. That was another type. Another type of cleansing. Depending on what was on in your life, they either sprinkled on you or washed your face and your feet and your hands. But if you were going to John, John wasn't going to sprinkle on you. John wasn't going to wash your face and your fingers. He was going to dip you inside. So they called him John the Baptist. He baptizes people. So he dips them inside. So when Jesus came, he didn't go to the others. He went to John. And he was dipped inside. And remember, when John saw Jesus, he said, Master, I'm supposed to be baptized by you. So Jesus said, don't worry. Get this done to fulfill all righteousness. You got to do it. So he let him baptize him.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. Wherever you are, whatever you speak, C-Tunes brings the gospel to you from English to Swahili, French to Arabic, Spanish to Hindi, Portuguese to Mandarin. The message of faith and salvation is breaking barriers. With C-Tunes, you gain access to over 250 leveled radio stations like Leveled Radio Iran, Leveled Radio Ukraine, Leveled Radio South Africa, Leveled Greece, and many more. Participate in every global ministry program in the language you best understand. Stay connected with motivational podcasts from our inspiring on-air personalities, and enjoy music that uplifts, inspires, and energizes. Log on to www.ctunes.org or download the app from the Leveled App Store. For further inquiries, please call +234-813-180-9663.
This is the continuation of the message, Baptism, Communion, and the Church.
Hallelujah. So, go to St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, and we start reading from verse 15. And he said unto them, Jesus is talking, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I like it. Oh, boy. This is one of my best scriptures. You see, why? Why is it like this? Oh, I'm wondering what you think is so good for me here. Is it the instruction to go ye in all the world and preach the gospel? He said, what? So? He already said that. But that's not what really excites me. I want to tell you what excites me here. Should I tell you?
Yes,
every creature. That's the part that excites me. Because every creature means, boy, everything. That's what it means. That's what he's saying. Preach the gospel to everything. You know, when I was a teenager, I remember one day I preached. But I didn't know the scripture like this then. What I preached was so accurate. We were in a family gathering, and we were... My dad was leading us in prayer and sharing of the scriptures. So, and they gave me an opportunity to talk. And I began to talk about preaching the gospel and talking to everything. And just about that time, my dad had about three vehicles that were not working. They were not moving. And I said, like those cars outside, I was talking. I said, you can preach to them and talk to them, and they start moving. And I noticed my dad looked like, I had never heard that before. All right? So now I'm saying, you can talk to those cars, preach to those cars, and they'll start moving. Years later, I saw so many scriptures in God's word that let me know how right I was. You can talk to everything. Preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not shall be damned. Oh. But the one that concerns us, he that believes and is baptized. He's talking about water baptism. How many of you here have not been baptized in water? Raise your hand. Raise your hand. Just wave it like this. Yeah, there's some of you. You've not been baptized in water. Okay, how many have been baptized in water? You're going to see the many. Good. So it's important that you are baptized in water. It is important. Now, you might ask, if I don't get baptized in water, will I go to hell? No, if you didn't know about it. Because baptism doesn't save you. But when you get to know about it, and you have the opportunity, and you don't, something is wrong. Because if you start selecting what you will follow in the scripture and what you won't, you're living in rebellion. And the Bible says no rebel has a place in God's kingdom. So you just saw it. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. So get baptized. And when we win souls, we need to let them know that it's not over. There's something more. Come to church. See? Get taught. Did you notice they taught them about baptisms? There's some people who say we don't need foundation school. How else can you describe foundation school outside Hebrews chapter 6 from verse 1, 2, 3? That's foundation school. If you ever went to foundation school, start clapping now then. Thank you. Hallelujah. That's foundation school. Didn't you read that Paul had them in a school for, he used a school and was teaching the new believers for a space of 2 years. The new believers. He used a school. That doesn't mean it was a school itself, but it does suggest something. He didn't say he used the class. He used the school. A school. Often a school will have several classes. If Paul had them in several classes, it must mean he had some other people who were helping to teach. So they had them in different classes. So some people were ahead of others. Must be. No wonder he needed a school. Are you still there? It's important.
Pastor Chris will be right back.
There are no limits to what you can achieve and no restrictions to what you can enjoy. His name brings to us repentance, remission and forgiveness, eternal life, healing and health, the Holy Spirit and His ministry. From this transforming teaching, five blessings in His name, you will learn deep truths about the blessings we have in Christ. This message is now available on the Pastor Chris Digital Library app. Available on the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store.
Let's look at this power of baptism, what it means. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Know ye not that so many of us, as we're baptized into Jesus Christ, we're baptized into his death? Notice, this is so interesting. It says baptized into Jesus Christ. We're baptized into his death. Whew. Next verse. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him through the faith of the operation of God who had raised him from the dead. When that minister of God dipped you into the water, it was in likeness of his burial. First, in your confession of faith and belief that God raised Jesus from the dead, and proclamation of his lordship by which you received salvation, you know that you are identified with him. And then, In confirmation of your faith, we baptize you in water. When you're dipped in, you're buried with him by baptism into death. When you are raised out of that water, you are raised in the faith of the operation of God who raised Jesus from the dead. And so what we read in Romans is that now you must walk in newness of life. Because you have a new life. It's a significant thing. You see, the children of Israel, the Bible tells us that when they went out of Egypt, Egypt was a type of the world. Then it says that they were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. They were baptized unto Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And it likens the baptism in the sea to water baptism. Even though they were baptized unto Moses in the cloud, which is a type of the Holy Ghost. Are you following this? They still were like, okay, we might be dragged back to Egypt. But when they were baptized unto Moses in the sea, Egypt was separated from them forever. Water baptism is a sign, is the outward sign that you are done with the world forever. Forever. No more worldliness. You are no longer. The Bible tells us Egypt was cut away from the children of Israel forever when they were baptized in the sea. Egypt drowned in the sea when they tried to go through. But Israel went over to the other side. So once you are baptized, you are over on this side. So he said, you must now walk in newness of life. Your old girlfriend is no longer your girlfriend. It's over. It's over. That life is over. It's over. You are baptized in the sea. You have come out on the other side of the sea. If they try to follow you, they will drown. They can't. Why? Because they were not baptized unto Moses in the cloud. Only those who were baptized unto Moses in the cloud can be baptized in the sea and come out alive.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.